Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you guys had a fun Tuesday. Most of the offense in baseball did. My goodness, 11 teams scored double-digit runs, the first time since 1900 that has happened. It was well over 40 home runs hit. It was just bonkers everywhere. If your pitchers and your ratios survive today, go buy a Powerball ticket. You really, really should, because it was a wild one on the diamond. We're going to get you caught up on all the news and notes and more as we do on the First Pitch Podcast. So let's get crack-a-lacking at it. News and notes, Yordan Alvarez to begin his rehab assignment on Wednesday. Can't wait to see that one. He's hopefully a few games, maybe this weekend, but I'm thinking beginning of next week, we could get Mr. Yordan Alvarez back in our fantasy lineups. Jose Urquidy set to make his second rehab start on Wednesday as well in the same game with Yordan Alvarez. Urquidy threw 32 pitches in his first outing, hopefully gets up to about 45 to 50, and then maybe makes one more start before coming back to the Astros. We'll wait and see there. Some more Astros news. Jeremy Peña returned to the lineup on Tuesday. We've kept an eye on that situation there, saying he was day-to-day just to cramp. Turns out, good to go, back in the lineup on Tuesday. Framber Valdez, on the other hand, still up in the air. His next start is scheduled for Friday against the Oakland Athletics, and literally, Dusty Baker said, it's up in the air. He won't confirm that Valdez will make that start. It's still a calf injury that's bothering Valdez. Might need an IL stint to get through this one. We'll wait and see with Framber Valdez. The Braves, they placed Colby Allard on the 60-day IL with left shoulder nerve inflammation. All of that sounds bad when it comes to pitching. They're called out for their Forrest Wall for now. Eventually, they'll get another pitcher in the rotation. Maybe Max Fried. We'll see how that one goes. Kevin Gausman, he threw us on the side on Tuesday. Everything went well according to reports, but he's still dealing with the left side soreness. It remains day-to-day. He's not scheduled to pitch on Wednesday. The Jays have not announced their rotation for the weekend series just yet. They're hoping Gausman can make a start this weekend, but very, very much in the air. The Padres, they activated Luis Campusano from the IL, their backup catcher, to Gary Sanchez. Could be their starting catcher. We'll see how that plays out. In the process, the Padres DFA'd Rougned Odor, and they optioned Austin Nola and Brandon Dixon back to AAA. So lots of roster moves for the San Diego Padres. Campusano, lots of power if he can stay healthy. So that could be a very intriguing option. I know in draft season, especially like a draft and hold formats, he was a nice late round spec catching situation there for the Padres. Clayton Kershaw, he threw a 37-pitch bullpen session on Tuesday. Reports are things went well, obviously. Next step is to still be determined, though. Dave Roberts will not commit to anything about the veteran lefty, but they are hopeful that the early August return that was planned is still in play. So we could see a potential rehab start coming up this week and early next week for Clayton Kershaw. The Diamondbacks, they recall Luis Frias from AAA as they place Andrew Chafin on the paternity list. And we'll get to later, the D-backs need some bullpen help and in a hurry. Jordan Romano was available on Tuesday for the Jays after a few days of treatment on his back, the back injury that he suffered in the All-Star game. So good that he only missed about four or five games there and should be back in the back end of the bullpen for the Toronto Blue Jays. Logan Allen of the Cleveland Guardians was officially recalled on Tuesday to start for the injured Shane Bieber. Cody Morris was sent back to AAA. More on Logan Allen later in the show. Brandon Woodruff, he's scheduled. It's finally happening. They made it happen. He is scheduled for his first rehab start this Saturday for Single-A Wisconsin. That's big news. They're saying Woodruff will need at least three rehab starts. So if all goes well, we're talking like into the first week, maybe beginning of the second week in August for a Brandon Woodruff return. There was speculation that Tyler O'Neill would be activated from the IL on Tuesday. Reports came out Tuesday that they will activate him on Thursday. They'll demote a pitcher. Then they need a pitcher for Wednesday. They have a bullpen game, so they'll activate Tyler O'Neill on Thursday. Eloy Jimenez, he's feeling better with his groin injury, and he could be back in the lineup as early as Wednesday. According to the White Sox, he was eligible to pinch hit on Tuesday if needed. Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals received another day off on Tuesday, but great reports from Salvi camp for the Royals. He did some hitting in the cage in batting practice before the game, and then also caught in the bullpen. So he did the things that are necessary to see if he's ready to go. Wouldn't be shocked if he's back very, very soon. Starling Marte was scratched from the New York Mets lineup with a migraine. It's always something with Marte. It's very, very frustrating being a Marte manager in the fantasy world. Christopher Morel was also scratched on Tuesday's lineup with neck tightness for the Cubs. He was able to pinch hit if necessary. The Cubs won 17-3. Just an amazing night of baseball. Just crazy, crazy stuff took place in the diamond. So Christopher Morel should be back on Wednesday when the Cubs face Trevor Williams and the Nationals. Liam Hendricks, some good news out of Liam Hendricks. He's scheduled to throw a simulated game on Wednesday in New York. He threw off the mound over the weekend. If all goes well, he could be in for a quick rehab stint and back in the White Sox bullpen, who needs help. Trevor Story, earlier this season when he had his injury, there's speculation he might not play the entire season. Maybe a shot at the end of the season. Trevor Story is expected to start a rehab assignment this weekend. The early speculations where he started DH and then worked his way back to the field. So we could get Trevor Story back sometime next week, which would be amazing, especially for a Red Sox team, even though they lost 3-0 on Tuesday night to the Oakland Athletics, is starting to turn the corner in a very positive way at the plate. Cedric Mullins missed his third straight game, nursing his quad injury. No new news there. He's just day-to-day, and they're hoping he avoids the IL. Then Eddie Rosario, similar situation, missed his second straight game with a hamstring injury as he continues to battle back from that. Sam Hilliard got the start in Eddie Rosario's place. All right, everybody, Underdog Fantasy. What, you want to make some money? You want to make some money the rest of the season? Just make some picks on some MLB games. All you have to do is go to Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Hey, I gave you those 2 picks last night, just off the whim, over on runs by Disclafani, over on runs by Zach Davies. Those happened right out the gate. Easy money. So we'll see what we can do. I don't like the board on Wednesday. More stuff will come out during the day. There's not a lot out right now, but make sure you check that out. And if you're interested and you're new to Underdog, be sure to sign up with the promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. Put $100 in, use promo code PITCHERLIST, get a $100 deposit match if it's your first time depositing. Beautiful stuff there. You can even play the daily games. There's so much to do on Underdog Fantasy, but the Pick'em is a ton of fun here. Again, that's underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. You must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, let's talk about some hitting highlights on Tuesday. And there's no way I can cover them all because it was like 7 guys that had 2 home runs in a game. It was just ridiculous. But let's some of the big ones for you. Spencer Torkelson, Torque. I've been talking about him a lot lately on a lot of my content, and he continues to get better and better. It's amazing what young players can do as they get more playing time and confidence in the big league level. On Tuesday, Torkelson went 3-for-5 with 2 homers, 2 doubles, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. Over Torkelson's last 16 games, he's hitting .296 with 4 doubles, a triple, 6 home runs, 15 runs scored, and 17 RBIs. Absolutely bonkers what Spencer Torkelson is doing at the plate. Wilmer Flores, he's getting it going. He's been the main benefactor to the Thyro Estrada injury. And on Tuesday in game 2, because they had to wrap up game 1, they got postponed and for rain. Flores went 2-for-3 with 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and a walk on Tuesday night. Since Flores returned from the IL on June 29th, Flores is hitting .413 with 4 doubles, 4 home runs, 8 runs scored, and 7 RBIs. Now, he doesn't play every single day, but he plays most days right now, and he's got massive versatility across the diamond. he could be a nice little ad in a lot of formats while he's streaking like this. Alex Kirilloff talked about streaking. He went 3-for-4 with a triple, a home run, 3-run score, 2 RBIs, and a walk on Tuesday. Over at Kirilloff's last 15 games, hitting .373, 3 doubles, a triple. His first home run came on Tuesday night. 6 runs scored and 12 RBIs. We know the skills are there. It's always been an injured thing, especially with the wrist, which has hampered his power. If he can stay healthy, a big final couple months of the season can be in play for Alex Kirilloff, which makes him a must roster if healthy in all formats. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Luis Medina continues to show some signs of life for the A's. He has his hiccups, not going to deny that, but he's had some gems of late as well. And Tuesday night was one of them. Medina, 5 2/3 innings pitch, no runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Medina had 13 whiffs and a 28% CSW. Definitely someone to monitor, especially in the right matchups. Still a streamer for me for Medina, but in deeper formats might become more of a regular play for the rest of the season. Logan Allen, mentioned him coming back for the Guardians. Before he left, he was having trouble getting deep in the games. He was walking too many guys. He wasn't getting crushed a ton, but it was just a pain to get through Allen's starts. Went back to the minor league. Still wasn't great. There's some issues there. They weren't ready to bring him up yet, but then the Shane Bieber injury forced the Guardians' hands, and Allen rewarded them with one of his better starts of the season on Tuesday. Logan Allen, 5 shutout innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. Allen had 10 whiffs and a 30% CSW. If he can somehow keep this going, it'll be glorious. I mentioned a few weeks back when he got demoted to AAA that I'm holding him in all formats as long as I can, and it's for starts like that. The talent is great. It's a matter of finding the efficiency. He found it on Tuesday. Let's hope there's more of that to come with Logan Allen. Patrick Sandoval, 7 1/3 innings pitched, 1 earned, 2 hits, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts for Patrick Sandoval. It's always a walk thing with Sandoval. He only had 3 tonight, which is a big boom for him. Sandoval had 17 whiffs and a 37% CSW against the struggling last place NL East New York Yankees. So Patrick Sandoval getting it done. Hopefully they get more of this to come. Sandoval on Tuesday, Canning dealt with 12 Ks on Monday. We'll see what they have in store on Wednesday. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from your Tuesday. You don't see this very often. Camilo Duvall of the Giants picked up save 29 and save 30 on Tuesday. As I mentioned, they had to finish Monday's game, then played Tuesday's game. Duvall pitched both games, got both saves. Dude is balling, the all-star Duvall, with 30 saves now on the season. Just absolutely electric factory out of the back end of that Giants bullpen. Craig Kimbrel picked up his 16th save of the season, hushed it a while ago, but to continue to just say, no, this is my job. There's no committee here in Philadelphia. Leave me alone. David Robertson picked up his 13th save of the year for the New York Mets. Kevin Ginkle picked up his first save of the year for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ginkle had chances of saves in previous seasons. The revolving door in Arizona has been so much fun. It looked like for once Scott McGuff was going to run with it. He has struggled tremendously of late. So Ginkle could get some love here. We just mentioned Chafin's on the paternity list. Miguel Castro is still there, who had chances at time. He hasn't been great, though. So maybe it's Ginkle's turn to try to figure it out in Arizona. Will Smith picked up his 17th save of the year for the Rangers a day after Aroldis Chapman picked up the save. So watch that situation closely in Texas. Justin Lawrence picked up his 6th save of the year for the Colorado Rockies. Trevor May picked up his 7th save of the year for the Oakland Athletics. Make sure you check out the Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com to get all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a quick look at Wednesday's action on the diamond, let's take a break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. We're looking at DFS. There's a five-game early slate and an eight-game main slate. We're going to talk eight-game main slate starting at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. And, yeah, there's hitting for days on this slate. You got Great American Small Park, Stripling versus Ashcraft. So I love the Reds and the Giants, preferably the red side on this one, but both of them are there. And you get some nice value on both sides with Encarnacion Strand, who had his first home run of the season on Tuesday, and Will Benson. And the Giants, I got Conforto and Yastrzemski are cheap, plus some of the middle infielders. So you can pay for the big boys, get the cheapies, easy game stack if you so choose. If you want to be different, though, Cubs versus Trevor Williams, go right back to that. Well, you can always pay up for the Braves any day. I don't care. Ryan Nelson, sorry, buddy, your turn. And then the Detroit Tigers. I don't mind going back to Torque on this slate and some other bats there going up against the lefty Yarbrough. So there are pivots off of Great American Small Park, which will be the popular option on the slate. Pitching side of things, Erod. Eduardo Rodriguez going up against Kansas City Royals. It'll be his third start since returning from the IL. Much better his last time out. He's had 7 Ks in both starts, but he limited the walks and the damage in his last start. Now he gets a Kansas City team striking out nearly 31% of the time versus lefties over the last month with an ISO below 1. So give me some Erod. As long as he limits the walks, could be a nice productive outing for him. You got Luis Castillo versus the Twins. That's always in play. And then Kenta Maeda against Seattle, striking out nearly 28% of the time versus righties over the last month. So a couple nice spots there on the mound. Things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday, Brian Baio, baby. Brian Baio season. That's my guy. I love him. He had 7 straight quality starts now, 9 quality starts in his last 11 outings. Looking to see if he can make it 8 against the Oakland Athletics in a little day baseball at Oco Coliseum. Darvish versus Barrios is very intriguing to me. Darvish looked so much better his last outing. Barrios has been better this season. Could be a fun one in Toronto. Carlos Rodon was his third start since returning this season, giving up 4 runs in both starts so far. We'll see where this one goes. Kenta Maeda versus Castillo in the evening. Nice little duel potentially between those two. And then all the offense. There's going to be so much more offense on Wednesday because there is not a ton of great pitching. It's pretty, pretty murky out there. So if we thought Tuesday was fun, we got a getaway day on Wednesday. Oh boy, let's see what happens around the diamond. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before you take off, though, go check out PitcherList.com. Tons of great free written content, podcasts, and more. And if you want to really help out and get the most out of PitcherList.com, go join PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. Gets you in the awesome Discord, plus all the extra content and tools and much more they continue to develop over at PitcherList.com. So go check it out. PL Plus, PL Pro. You will not regret it. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back to you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday and preview Thursday's action on the diamond. But for now, First Pitch Podcast, Wednesday, July 19th edition in the books. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.